My birthday is November 20th, 1948.
And how old are you now?
44.
And what was it like growing up in Bath County?
Well, it was a lot of fun, I guess.
Where did you live when you were little?
On the Licking River. Up for now is the Cave Run Lake.
And at what age did you move and why?
Well, we moved off the river in 1962 because it's fixing to build a dam.
Well, why were they going to build the dam?
Supposed to be in for flood control, but it really just down to the rich man where he can have a place to come ride his boats and play.
How old were you when the Vietnam War started?
Approximately 14 years old.
And did you join the military or were you drafted into the?
I was drafted in 1968.
How old were you then?
I was close to 20 years old.
Did the military give you any special training, and if so, what?
Well, yeah, they give us infantry training.
What's infantry training?
Be a grunt, be a soldier, fighting soldier. Give us all training and a tank weapons, all kinds of good stuff like that.
Did they try and teach you any jungle warfare?
Yeah.
Did they succeed? Did it help any?
Well, I don't know where it helped any or not, but they gave us jungle training.
When did you arrive there in Vietnam?
I arrived in Vietnam the 12th day of December 1968.
Where were you stationed?
I was stationed at Pleiku, Tontoon, Dock To, Phuoi Hoa, Nam Cui, just about all over.
Were you allowed any contact with family back home?
Yeah, we wrote letters. That was about it.
How long did it take you to get your... get replies back from
them? Only anywhere from 2 weeks to three.
Well, how long were you there?
I was there about 12 months and 3 hours.
Well, what year was it when you returned home?
It was, December the 12th, 69.
And when you came home, had the county changed very much?
It seemed like you'd been gone forever. Everything was different. People you know just seemed like it completely grown up. It's all different.
Do you think that there are still American POWs in Vietnam?
I'd say they are.
Well, why do you think that?
The government just didn't care. They didn't write a check. All they wanted to do went up with damn politics. That's all that.
Well, what do you think was the real reason for Vietnam?
I believe the only reason why we was over there was just to show Russia that we was capable of fighting. And it wasn't over the war politics. All I could ever see it was.
Well, how do you feel about it now? Do you feel that there was any real reason that y'all should have been over there?
I personally don't think we should have been there.
Do you remember when the first man walked on the moon?
I sure do.
Who was he at?
Out on a bunker one night, and we had a radio playing, and we looked out across the jungle. They cleared a big strip of land out there in Tidwell, and we could see out through there. And we was looking through some firelight scopes and was talking about it. And one of the boys there on the bunker with us on the guard duty said, "Well, if they could put a man on the moon, why in the hell couldn't they get us back home?"
Well, did the people treat you differently when you come back home?
Well, you might say it wasn't too much different. The only thing I can say is that they just treat a veteran like a damn dog, and I guess really and truly that's what they think you are, so. It don't really matter to me no more.
Well, were you in any of the real battles right in the middle of it?
Well, yeah, two or three of them.
Were you scared?
Hell yeah, so much. We like going out and be on LP and be out about 500 or 600 yards out from camp. Go hitting this camp with mortar rounds and stuff. You were out there, three of you, but brought some 600 rounds of ammunition and a radio, all that fighting going on, you're laying out there. Radio and back if you heard anything or see anything. And all that stuff happened. And you don't know where you're going to have nothing to go back to when it be come daylight or not. Be out there by yourself. It takes three boys about 20, 21 years old. That's the right part of excitement going on for you.
Well, how do you feel about the desert storm and the war going on now in Somalia? Do you feel that there was any need for the desert storm? And
well, the war, the desert storm war, the picnic. The first war just lasted 100 hours. Boys out there where they see 700 or 800 yards. Got all this sophisticated military equipment. And saying what all they've done and everything like that. Didn't amount to bullshit when he got out there and that bunch of boys with you, just M16 rifles, maybe a grenade launcher, and be walking through grass, some of 12 foot tall, couldn't see 20 foot in front of you, facing an enemy that was three times as great as old Hussein's outfit, and they didn't do a business squat during
Storm. Well, how do you feel about the way they treated the veterans coming back from that war as they did the ones coming back from Vietnam?
They done them like they would have been done. They never did do us that way.
Does that make you angry?
Oh, in a way it does. Another way it don't. They do their damn protest or whatever week. Was called over there, just like I know all the other wars. When you grabbed it and go, you don't do what the country asked you to do. What the country wasn't asking you, the government was telling you what to do. And people wasn't paying the boys. That's all I say about that. You just over there on your own, you might as well say. That's one reason why they doing all these dead techniques, big walls, they call it memorials. They just, in other words, they're sorry for the way they treat us, but it takes more than a bunch of damn monuments and things to try to build up for the sober American soldiers out during that time. They wouldn't back them up. They just, in other words, it's just about like Jane Fonda. They just might want to join the people over there.
What do you mean about Jane Fonda?
Well, she was the Tokyo Rose of Vietnam. Like Tokyo Rose went against American soldiers during World War II. That's the way Jane Fonda did when she went over and joined Ho Chi Minh in Hanoi, trying to apologize for what the American soldiers done. It was against American soldiers, which they were just doing what orders they had to do. Just like in all other wars, you got what you're told, and you know.
Well, do you, would you like to say anything to the future people?
Well, just hope that all the people grows up in Bath County can have as much fun growing up as I did. When you get up there around 20, 25, that's when she all leaves. You have to go working hard and raising the next generation.
Well, thank you very much.